All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Look, as always, thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate you. Get me podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Spotify, Podbean, blah, 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 blah. The whole list is endless of where you get your podcast from. Also, coming back this week, I'm very excited, is the Man's ID show with me and my buddy Corey Brooks. Very excited for that one. It's been a long time coming. Corey got married now, so his life is just back to being miserable. So we are excited to bring the show back to you this week. We'll be recording this week. Hopefully get it out to you this week. And then we'll keep it coming back to you every week. And that's, I like that podcast. It's very interactive, right? You can send messages and stuff. And we usually go live on TikTok when we record that. So come see me live July 7th on Long Island, Theatre 3. Port Jefferson Station, that's the shithole, isn't it? And then on the 22nd, also the 10th, I'm out east on Long Island at Stephen Talkhouse, which is a cool, intimate venue. I'm excited to be there. And also the Nile Theatre, July 22nd, Arizona, two shows. What more do you want, lads? Come on out, Arizona. I'm excited to get out there and see all of the Arizonians, if that's what you're called. How you doing, everyone? How's your week going? Good? Have we all survived? I don't know where you're listening from in the world right now. If you're listening to New York, I hope you survived the cloud storm that came down, which made our state, the state of New York, look like Tatooine from Star Wars. If you're a Star Wars fan, you got that joke. If you're not, it ain't worth Googling. It wasn't that funny. Also, if you're from Canada, fuck off, Canada. All right? What the fuck, man? You know, I'm just kidding. I got lots of friends in Canada, to be honest with you. And I don't get, you know, and I fell into the trap, right? I did it. I hate when something happens, when a news thing happens, and then you react to it with a joke, and you think you're original, and you think this is a great, nobody else is going to think of this joke. And then by the time you posted it, this is not arrogance. Nobody stole it from me. It just goes to show how weak my comedy brain was that day. So everybody else who were not comedians, just anyone who had some sort of a sense of humor, and if comics who did it were hacks, myself included, they did that Blame Canada song from South Park, and I fell into it. I did it like a fucking idiot, and I thought I would always rise above that. I thought it would be better than being a hack, but I didn't. I'm going through a weird comedy moment right now in my life about material and stuff. And I'll talk about that in a minute. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, if I get to it. But yeah, so Canada, we fucking fires and then the wind. I had a buddy call me up and he goes, I'll call Mick. He'll know what's going on. Like what? I'm on the hot wire to Canada. Like, or I know I'm on the hot wire. I'm on the blower to God every day, which I am. I do pray every day, but we ain't talking about the weather. We're not talking about the winds pattern system. It's just not it. He called me and said, hey man, I thought you would know what was going on. I go, well, look at Canada. The wind blew it down. That's it. It'll be gone by tomorrow. No, I heard it's going to be here for a month. It's going to be here for a month. And they say the government started the fires. And I'm like, listen, governments, they're not. People give governments way too much credit. But yeah, so I hope you were safe. I hope you weren't out hocking up a lung. You know, like a coal miner, based on the smoke that came for a day or two, and then pissed off and then fucked off in mine's business. And then we're back to normal. We're back to regular air. You know, be grateful. It's not like, where is it? China? China's got fucked up air, right? Be grateful we're not there for that. So, yeah, that's it. I got I don't know where I'm going today with today's episode. Again, I didn't plan anything. I'm at a weird stage now, you know, because it's like now I got a kid issue at school now, and it's they wrote a letter home. It wasn't, he came home off the bus, head down. I go, what's wrong with you now? And I always like to let him tell me, you know, what happened and get his side of the story. And I got in trouble today, and I go, what happened? He goes, he likes Cuphead. I don't know if you know what that is. It's a video game. I don't know if it's a video game based on a cartoon or a cartoon based on a video game. But Cuphead, one of the characters in it, he's got a cannon for a head. I don't know if I talked about this before. And the school said it wasn't appropriate. Really? You know, and I call up the school and I go, it's a canon. It's a canon, right? And they go, well, we don't want any of that stuff in our schools. Okay. All right. If it was an AK-15 or AK-47, is there any such thing as an AK-15 or an AR-15? AR-15 or an AK-47. Sorry, I got my guns down. I get it then, right? Then be upset that he's drawn that kind of stuff. And even then, I wouldn't even be upset then, to be quite honest with you. But, because I know he ain't, that's not who he is. We don't own guns, or do we? Eyebrows. But like, it's a canon. I don't know if that's been on record of a school where a kid just wrote, like, I know I talked about this in the podcast. Fuck. Now that I started talking about it, I realized I did do this topic before about my son dragging up a 200-pound cannon up the fucking driveway and then putting like a 40-pound bomb in there, or a cannonball, and lighting the fuse and holding their ears. And yeah, and then I guess I covered that topic already. So I could do it for the new listeners. I could start again, but I don't want to do that to the old listeners. I don't like repeating myself. I really don't. See, that's where I am right now. This is the perfect fucking example of where I am. I'm on a bit of a downer right now with comedy. It is affecting me, but it's not like affecting me in what happens next for Mick Thomas. But it's like, I'm at this stage now where I'm writing material. I'm writing so much new material, and it's just not there yet, and it's going to be there. It's funny. It is funny. I know it's funny. I just have to get it there. But when I'm performing it, it's not, the rhythm isn't there yet. And a lot of comics don't do that. They don't come out aggressively with a lot of new material unless you're one of the big boys, you know, unless you're a Chris Rock, a Louis C.K., Bill Burr. These guys turn up at clubs and I've been seeing them. Like, I was at the Cellar the other night. Chris Rock was in there. You know, Chappelle. These guys come in and they just take over. And that's a good way, of course. And they just riff and they're allowed to do it. But when you're a nobody like me and you kind of want to come in and just do new material, and you can, of course, you can do new material, but you're not really there. You're not a name brand, right? You really want to come in and give them the hits. And a part of me doesn't believe in the hits anymore. Not that I do believe in the jokes. They're my jokes. I love them. I love the jokes, but my excitement isn't there anymore, right? My excitement isn't around anymore. And I've had an old school comic tell me before, you know, if an audience has never heard it before, it's new to them. It's new to them. So deliver it like it's new to them. And it is. And I get it. And 100% I get it. But it's just like, I feel the stuff I used to talk about is not, does that make sense? That's not who I am. I still love the jokes. I love them when I wrote them. I love performing them. I love making you, the people, laugh with them. You know, and I just feel now that it's like, what the stuff I'm writing, it's funny. It's just, but it's not there yet. So I'm going out on stage and it's like, I'm having a great time. Don't get me wrong, because I love the art form. You'll never not get me to love the art form. But I'm in that funk. I'm in that kind of funk where it's, you know, like, oh, I got to do this joke again. Okay, let's do it. I'm not excited about this joke anymore. And, but then the new stuff is not ready. So it's not going over as well. And it's a horrible place to be in. But it's also, it kind of shows you're grown. But also, I'm at a different stage in my career now where it there's a lot more light shining on me. If that makes sense. Like, I can't fail inside. Now when I fail, if a joke fails, and when I say fail, I mean it from a laughter point of view. Because I know it's not really failing. I just have more lights on me now, more eyes on me. So when it doesn't go well, it kind of affects you a little bit. And I'm not big enough to go, fuck, that's what happened, bro. I still do. I still love the process of it all. But it's just, I'm at that stage where it's like, eeg. You know, a lot more eyes on me, where it's kind of like when you fail, now you fail a bit bigger, if that makes sense. And I don't want to come back and do this old stuff. Because here's the thing, like, I'm from Ireland, right? And this is my problem. I'm sorry if I've said this before again. And this is my problem. Like, I see so many comics from other countries and I know them and I love them. And they're great guys and they're hilarious guys and girls. And they're just, their material is it's fucking funny, man. It's really funny. You know, but they're talking about stuff, you know, the differences of being in their country and your country. But like, you've been here 15 years now. You've been living in New York or America for 15 years. I don't get how you're doing, like, again, you're our farm, man. I don't want to start writing back about the difference between Ireland and America, because every other comic is doing that. Like, it's not saying they're not unoriginal. I'm not knocking them. And I'm pissing and moaning. This is a really unentertaining episode. At least the views are down. Last week my views went down because I got shadow banned when I talked about Pride. YouTube took me down to nothing, and the podcasts kind of took me down to nothing. My listeners, and then the weeks beforehand it was way, way up. Now it's way down again because I spoke about Pride. And I think if I lose listeners on this one, it's based on it's fucking boring. So sorry. So that's where I am. That's where I am, a comedy wise now. But still come see me do live, by the way. I still have a good time. The show is still fun. I'm talking about when I go to clubs to run material. But will you catch me on a weekend? Fucking, we're having a good time. I promise you. I saw an interesting thing the other day. I'll move on from talking about the behind the scenes stuff. I saw this thing the other day on the news. It was brought to me by, it was pushed forward by, and you know my stance on mainstream media by listening to other episodes. You know my stance on politicians and that kind of stuff. Now the news were covering, MSNBC did it and CNN did it and another organization did it. And what they were talking about was how most of America, they're saying now, doesn't believe in God anymore, right? And we're kind of like, see, that we don't need God anymore. And I was watching this on the news, you know, and they were talking about like, yeah, well, Americans just don't believe in God anymore. And first of all, I thought, why is the news covering this? You know what I mean? Why is the news? You know what I mean? You're the fucking news, mate. Tell me what's going on. You don't need to, you know, welcome at 6 o'clock. This just in. People don't believe in God anymore. We took a poll and they're done. They don't believe anymore. I don't think it's your place to do that. But again, I don't trust the media, and I think there's a fucking agenda for everything that these cunts are doing. And I truly think that they're trying to just, because the weird thing is, like, I think you're wrong. I think millions of people in this country, millions, right? Millions of people still have, I think what you're talking about is this side of the country, right? Which is, I just think, the weird thing about, like, the media is like the entertainment business, right? It's run by New York and LA. And you think that it represents the rest of the country, because that whole sliver of New York and LA, right, is a certain kind of people. And then you have the rest of the country. And this sliver is speaking for the rest of the country. Like, for an example, in New York right now, and I'm not going to get political whatsoever, but we know there's an influx of immigrants coming in. That's a different argument. I'm not saying, I'm not going about legal, illegal. That's not the point. But what might be the point is that they gotta go somewhere, I suppose, right? I suppose you gotta go somewhere. They can't all hang around El Paso, Texas, right? There is no room at the inn. Religion, Jesus, born, Bethlehem. Okay, anyway, so they move 72,000 to New York City, right? To New York City, Manhattan. 72,000 went up there, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry for misinformation. I was reading this. And then the mayor came on, and the mayor was like, oh, we got to put these people somewhere. Yep. You brought them up here. Where are you putting them? Where are you going to put them? So now that they're talking about, they have them in certain hotels and this kind of stuff. And now and this is not against the people, by the way, because I truly believe, listen, it must be tough. It must be tough to be a person that has to pack up your family and just literally hike across a fucking desert through Rape Valley, and I call it that because fucking so many kids are kidnapped and women are raped along the way. There's proof of that, by the way. I saw another documentary, which is a horrific thing, where they had a tree in the middle of the desert and they would hang underwear of raped victims. I'm not kidding, man. It's fucking gross and disgusting. So my problem isn't with these people, you know, which a lot of people seem to have the problem with the people, but I don't have a problem with these people, because again, I've always said this argument, like, if I lived here, my family are poor, we're starving, we can't get food, literally over there is a new way of life. And I get it from both sides, and I get why over here in America, we're fucking pissed because it takes our resources, right? So I do agree, it is a tough situation for all. I just think the scumbag politicians, how they're handling it, the hypocrites, right, for whatever their agendas are. So the mayor of New York said, we're going to start taking up churches, right? Okay. Maybe that's why you're starting to tell people, nobody believes in God anymore. So you don't need these churches. I just think that's common. So you're going to go publicly and telling people that nobody believes in God anymore. So also you might have some people who believe in God whose faith might be a little bit shaky. It's on shaky ground. It might not be strong and solid. And in the media, because most people, I will say this. Most people are fucking morons. Most people are weak. Not you, obviously, people. Not you. You good people. I'm not talking about you. But most people are fucking morons, right? So they will follow the television. They will follow the media. They will follow what they're told to do without question. So some people are weak-minded that they if they're told, hey, this just in, no God anymore, then some idiots will go, well, that's that done. Great, no God anymore. I don't need to go to church anymore because the media told me there's no God. So you know what? What can we do with these empty buildings? Move those immigrants into them. Move those people from South America into the churches, if you could, please. Right? So that's their plan. And also, what he's also saying in New York, once that's full, we're going to start looking at personal people. So you at home, you people in New York right now, if you're listening to this from New York, you will maybe be taking into your home these immigrants. Did you know that? Now, I'm sure the government will give you money. Of course they will. Of course the government are going to write a check to you every month if you just take in the family. You know what I mean? If you take in these families into your homes, then that's their next plan. And I'm not making that up. Do your research. That's the way of thinking of these two states, like this state here of New York. So that's the way of thinking of New York, not New York people, of course. You know what I'm talking about. People come to my shows. You're fucking animals, right? But I'm talking about your politicians, right? So this is New York now. This is their way of thinking. This is this sliver over here who are telling you God doesn't exist anymore. And then you go to California and you have those politicians. I have footage. I don't know if I posted it on my Instagram, McThomas Comedy, this week of, or maybe I didn't. I put my finger on a lot of buttons and I go, if I send this, will it start to fight? Will it upset me if I send it? So on this one, there was another politician, this female, and I couldn't be arsed learning her name because I didn't respect what she was saying. Therefore, I didn't respect enough to learn her name. Sorry, that could be hypocritical, right? But she was now saying that they're putting into law in California, in the state of California. Again, do your own research if you think I'm fibbing. Prove me wrong. She is now putting into place in California, one of the politicians out there saying that if your child is at 7 years old, he says, hey, you know what, mommy, yes, sweetheart, my daughter of mine, yeah, you keep calling me a daughter, I feel I want to be a son now, I want to be a boy. And if the parent goes, oh, no, you're not, you're a girl, they're going to go, no, that's child abuse. Because you're neglecting the child's needs. The girl needs to be a boy, or the boy needs to be a girl. We're calling CPS and we can take your child from you. That's the side of the countries. That's New York. That's California way of thinking. They want to take your child. It's not scare tactics. I sound like I'm a fucking, they want to take your children. The Mexicans are coming and they're taking your jobs. I'm not one of those scaremongers. I'm trying to get you to see the mindset of these people, right? I don't do that. I don't fucking come on here and do scary shit. I don't try to scare the shit out of you like a lot of fucking podcasters do and news media people. I'm not here to do that. I don't give a shit. Right? So that's New York and like California. We're going to take your kids if you don't let them be what they're confused about. You know? When I was 9, I thought I was a vampire hunter. Right? My dad slapped me in the head and he goes, you fucking idiot, there's no such thing as vampires. right? That was like a legit. I would go out and I would sharpen steaks. I would make legit steaks from like I broke my sister's tennis racket, wooden tennis racket. This is before they had the fucking cool aluminium. Or aluminum, as they say in America. Aluminum. Aluminium, right? And we would have these wooden things and we would break it and I would sharpen up these. I would have steaks all over the house. My dad would slap me in the head. You fucking idiot. Vampires only exist. I remember I came home one night from the pub. I would stay awake, nervous about vampires. Salem's Lot had just come out. I watched Salem's Lot. Fucking remarkably scary. Stephen King movie. Remarkably great. David Soul played it. And I would lie awake at night so scared. Lying, you know, I'd have a steak and he'd come in the door. And he would go, come home drunk from the pub, and he'd go, What are you doing? Why are you still awake? Because he would check on us every night. Three of us in the one room, three boys. And I would go, scared that? And he goes, why? Vampires. And now in Ireland, right, where we're located on the axis of the earth is that in Ireland we have the sun comes up early in the summer, like really, like I'm talking about like 4 o'clock in the morning, it's bright. And the sun doesn't disappear totally till like almost 11 o'clock at night. Right, so my dad would walk in and he would come in the door drunk and he'd say, like, what are you doing? Why are you still awake? I was like, I'm just nervous about vampires, dad. And I'd have my steak in my hand. And he would go, the sun went down an hour ago. It'll be up in 2 more hours. He goes, what fucking time does a vampire have to come window to window looking at your dumb ass? And he was right. I was so fucking dumb. But anyway, so if this was California, CPS could come in, tell your dad, you can't do that. Your son hunts vampires now. You didn't give him, I don't know, garlic and a crucifix. We're taking your child from you. So these are the people that are telling you. These are the people that are telling you there's no such thing as God, right? These are the people that are telling you there's no such thing as God, and that a lot of people don't believe in God anymore. There's no faith and I disagree. My faith in God is very strong, and I think you should have some faith in God. Not in a preachy way. I think God is very misunderstood. God is portrayed wrong. I think throughout all these social media things, God is portrayed wrong through politics, right? Because when we think of Christians and stuff like that, you think of this guy in a fucking suit with an electric blue carpet just screaming into a fucking audience with a Bible in his hand with a southern accent, right? That's what we think. Yeah, gonna burn in hell. That's what we go to stereotypical, right? Like we go to gay people, stereotypical. Oh, hello. Right, there's plenty of them, but not all of them are like that. Right, so I think they portray these guys as the guys screaming into the, leaving on their private jets, you know, hey, Jesus wants your money, and he gets this fucking these fucking plane and they fly off and show Jesus you love him by giving me your mortgage, sign over your house to Jesus, and that's what we think, but it's not, right, and they think if you're gay you're gonna burn in hell, it ain't like that, right. And that's why a lot of the LGBTQT people, and I all fuck up those letters every time. It's not deliberate. I just couldn't be bothered learning them. And what they do is they think that they're out there and they think that God is attacking them and God hates them. They don't. Have you ever heard the expression, hate the sin, not the sinner? God loves everybody. He doesn't hate. He hates. He doesn't like homosexuality. It's in the Bible written. It was in the Bible. People, oh, the Bible isn't true. Who believe in the Bible? Nobody know. Nobody thinks Jesus existed. Why don't you think Jesus existed? We believe Spartacus existed, right? He died 72 years before Jesus was born. So why can we accept that Spartacus existed with only 4,000 words written about him because the Romans didn't like him? For what did he freed all a bunch of slaves? So what did they do? The Romans destroyed any literature of Spartacus. So there's only 4,000 written. I did 5 with my hand. There's only 4,000 written words about Spartacus. We know he existed. Right? Why can't we say Jesus existed? Why can't we say all these apostles and documented all this stuff existed? Why can't we do that? Why can't we be comfortable with that? Why we say Socrates, he existed. No pictures of Socrates, right? Plato, all these guys, right? We don't, all these guys, we can accept that they exist, but we don't ask for proof that they existed. But why do we immediately just turn on the Bible? Because what's said, and if you actually fucking read the Bible, it doesn't say things like fags will burn in hell. Because that's what you think, that's what they're telling you. It doesn't say anything like that. It's stories from the Old Testament, New Testament. And anything you go, here's the weird thing about the Bible, right? I'm not kidding you. I'm sure some of you have turned off by now. But if you read the Bible, it's every motivational quote is in there. Anxiety, depression, tough times. How do you deal with fucking loss of a loved one? How, you know, if your job isn't going well, how do you move forward? How do you get better? How do you get stronger? Like every, you know those, like motivational videos, you'll see of a waterfall and like something, you know, get up and do blah blah, or a guy jogging, he just leans over and is sweating to make the video black and white. There's not one quote that's been done. Maybe David Goggins is probably the only one that like, I mean, even David Goggins is like, the heart of what he's saying has already been said in the Bible. It's a motivational fucking book. I'm sure he wasn't like, yeah, motherfucker. I'm sure Matthew, Paul, and all those guys, Peter and John, I'm going to go, yeah, motherfucker, we out here in the desert, motherfucker. We fasting 40 days for a motherfucker. I'm sure they want to do that. I'm sure, you know, but Goggins is in a league of his own. But anything that's been said by any motivational thing, anything, if you've ever been lost, if you've ever been low, I have. And if you turn to pick up your fucking book, you can buy smaller versions on abridged if you want to. Everything you want is in there. And there's nothing in there, but it teaches nothing but kindness. It teaches nothing but love for your fellow man, for your neighbor, for the people around you, the people who've done you wrong. It's just fucking love. It's positivity. Why wouldn't you want more of that in your life? Why wouldn't you want acceptance in your life? Why wouldn't you want to just go out into the every single day and learn to practice patience? The guy cut you off. Yeah, you throw the fucking finger up. I've done it. But once in a while, I'll catch myself and I'll stop. Don't be that guy. Because that leads to fucking anger. Anger builds up inside you. That turns into fucking just goo inside of you. Why don't you just go out and fucking, you know, there's no harm in it. Where's the wrong message in it? And even if you don't believe, let's say you don't believe in, like, higher than the Bible. If you don't believe in God, that's yourself, right? I personally do. I personally have strong faith. But if you read that book, it's nothing but filled with love. I promise you. I promise you, if you read that book, it's filled with love. Right? But for some reason, these guys over here, let the immigrants live in your house and I'll take your kids if you don't chop their body parts off. They're telling you it's not. They're telling you it's wrong to be part of it. They're telling you it doesn't exist. Because I think once you're divided now, and I see it, and I'm caught up in fucking Facebook limbo of arguments from the LGBTQT crowd, right? And they're taking every single disagreement as hate towards them, which is not the case. And on the other side too, are fucking, yeah, babe, won't leave me alone, not understanding a little bit where they're coming from. But they, whoever they are, have just divided us like Moses has the Red Sea. They've parted our understanding, our fucking love for each other. They took it out of the Bibles, out of school, right? They've done everything. They've taken God out of school, but they've given you fucking flags, you know what I mean, to wave, to be proud of. And you're not allowed, you know, if you speak about it, I've seen compilations of celebrities, football stars, basketball stars, actors start to talk about God, and if all of a sudden they lose the news feed. Google that. Don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for anything I've said on this episode. Go Google it and see for yourself. You know, my dream one day is to live in a world without fucking social media. Just to go back to basics. Just go back to, I know I might lose contact with all of you if that's the case, but I it'd be a small price to pay. Wouldn't it be a small price to pay if you just didn't have fucking gunk in your ears, in your mind, in your heart, right? Just the politicians can fuck off. The media can just tell the news, here's what happened. A fucking meteorite hit such and such a place. And you know what I mean? That would be great. Not fucking bunch of assholes with agendas telling you what to do. And all they're doing is dividing us. Because once we're divided and we're fighting each other, we can't fight those cunts. Anyway, listen. God bless you all. Thanks so much for listening. Sorry it was a boring episode. Next week I'll come back with more venomous jokes. I'll promise you. But until then, as always, thanks for watching. Thanks for watching, listening, liking, subscribing and sharing. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.